Once again, for media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Morning.
Good morning. A 43-28 loss for your guys Saturday at Delaware, fall behind, but made a nice comeback late. Just as you've gone back and looked at that game, just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, you know, for the third week in a row, we dug ourselves a big hole. Obviously, fielding the punt where we did and taking the safety. And, you know, we get a stop, you know, a big third down stop on the first drive. And, you know, the punter for Delaware is really, really good. I mean, he booms one. And, you know, our return guy kind of got discombobulated a little bit where he was. You know, probably should have put up a fair catch signal, but, you know, kind of lost track. And they get a safety, and you know, now they got the ball again in good field position. They score, and then next one, you know, they rip the ball out of our tight end's hands and score another one. You know, before you know it, you're down 16, and or you know, and so, but you know, we our guys never gave up. I mean, we, you know, we played hard. We believed we could come back, even though, you know, at 33-10 at the half, you know, our guys believed they could come back. We're doing a lot of good things defensively in the run game. Gave up too many big pass plays, you know, in the throw game, out in the perimeter there. But, you know, we played hard. Our team's still together. They want to play. They want to win. And, you know, and that's the most important thing right now. And we just got to focus on Albany and put the pass behind us and figure out ways to fix things and get better. But, I was proud of our guys. You know, Delaware did what they had to do to win a game. They're a good football team. They're well coached. You know, they you know, we had another interception where, you know, their DB came through our tight end really good and knocked it out of his hands in the air for a pick. And so they're well coached. They do a great job. And you know, but you can't spot them points. You can't have six turnovers and expect to beat anybody.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Russ, you mentioned some of those big plays the Spiders have been giving up. Is there a remedy to that? Do you have a way to approach that situation this week to try to cut those down?
Well, you know, some of it was, I don't think it's a structural thing. Some of it was a technique thing. You know, and just kind of, in some ways, kind of altering, you know, exactly what we're trying to do with it. You know, they're trying hard. I mean, and you got to give our guys, I mean, they're trying hard. They're trying to do. And sometimes, you know, in the heat of the battle, you know, in some of those ways, you got to be perfect. You got to be on the right shoulder. You got to be in the spot you're supposed to be in. And, you know, if you get a little off track during the course of a game, you know, some things can hit you and some big plays can hit you. But, you know, that's what a DB has to put it behind them. We got good enough players and good kids back there. So we'll just keep working and trying to put them in those positions and practice more than we have. You know, it is kind of on all us. You know, if something's not good, you know, it's part coach, it's part player, no question. And we have to, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, we're putting our guys in good enough position, showing them enough in practice, getting the reps that we need so they feel confident going into a game. And that's what coaching's all about. We got to do a better job with that. And then also when we, you know, we put them in position to execute. And so we're all in this together, and we're all taking blame together. It's you know, whatever players we got, 85 players and 15 coaches from graduate assistants. Everybody's taking a share in what's happened so far.
Hey, if I could follow up, it looked like Richmond was playing three linebackers on a regular basis, which is kind of new for your Richmond team. So why'd you make the change, and do you stay with it that way rather than continuing with what you started with, which was the 4-2-5 setup?
Well, we're going to find ways, John, to get our 11 best players on the field. And, you know, you saw Billy Coggle had a really good game, and Dale Matthews is starting to get back into form. And obviously, Ruben's one of our best players. So you got to find ways to get your 11 best on the field. If you're not doing that, then you're probably not doing things the right way. So we will continue as we move forward, you know, to put the 11 best players on the field. If that means three linebackers, that's what it's going to be. If it means 12 defensive backs, that's what that means. You know, whatever it is, the 11 best players are going to be on the field. And I think our coaches did a really good job of kind of, you know, figuring out how we can do this and get ourselves in a position to put Ruben on the field with Billy and Dale and do those types of things. And we also, you know, Tyler Dressler's a good player and Jordan Payne at linebacker. And, you know, sometimes you see those guys, everybody on the bench, and you want your best players out there. And I think that was the sole motivation for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Russ, just building a little bit on John's question and your comments, did you feel like that group, obviously Delaware's run game is well known, did you feel like you did a pretty good job of shutting that down, and did you see some improvement on that side of the ball?
Yeah, they ran for 90 yards on 37 carries. I say that's a pretty good day. You know, stopping the run game, no question. You know, quarterback for Delaware did a really good job. I mean, he put it on their wide outs. You know, they hit a couple post corners on us, you know, and kind of got us reeling. But our guys up front played the run game really, really well. And again, if we can hold people to 90 yards on 37 carries, you know, sometimes you get 90 yards on 9 carries, that ain't real good. But, you know, 90 yards on 37 carries, we are proud of our front seven, no question about that.
Your quarterback also had a very impressive day, Joe Mancuso, making his first start, I believe, 27-37, 489 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then the also leading you in rushing, 71 yards on just 15 carries. Talk about his performance and then his ability to run the ball. What does that add to your offense?
Well, it adds a lot. You know, some of those were on scrambles. We had some design quarterback runs, but, you know, some were on scrambles. And you know, I think when you got a quarterback that can get out and go, you know, it really opens things up. You know, they got to have somebody in a quarterback window for scrambles, no question about that. I thought Joe did a really good job his first game out. If you remember, we didn't know this was going to happen until Wednesday, so he had Wednesday and Thursday to practice. You know, Kevin had practiced on Tuesday without, you know, identifying that he felt like he had a concussion. After practice, he said, "I think I have one," and I'm glad he told the people that and didn't try to fight through this thing. So you know that takes a lot of guts, you know, because you're a team guy and you want to play. And you know, you can't push those things aside. You can never do that, especially with the head and the concussion issues that are going on. So, you know, Kevin came out after practice and said he just didn't feel right. So we had Wednesday and Thursday with Joe, and then obviously all the walkthroughs and meetings on Friday and then Saturday pregame. And I thought Joe performed really well. I mean, he can't throw 5 interceptions. He understands that. You know, a couple of them were tough, you know. Like the one I was talking about earlier to Stephon, the DB did an unbelievable job of getting there right at contact, and the ball goes up in the air for a pick. You know, he threw a couple that were probably ill-advised that he would love to have back. But, you know, to throw for that many yards, you know, give credit to our receivers. You know, they did a great job of getting open and getting behind people and making plays when they had the opportunities. You know, they made plays. And Joe put it on him. I mean, Joe's a tremendous thrower of the football. He can throw a deep ball. You know, he can throw it short. I mean, we really like him a lot. And so, you know, with 2 days' work, really, I thought he did a fantastic job and was awful proud of it.
Your team heads out on the road this week to UAlbany. As you started to prepare for them, what are some of the challenges that they're going to present for your team?
Well, I think it starts, and if you just look at the offensive side of the ball, I think they've got tremendous skill players out there that can run, can catch, can and do something with it. You know, they hurt us last year. McDonald hurt us a lot last year in the throw game, and then they got the true freshman, Dev Holmes, who's really, really dynamic. You know, last year they just kind of threw it up and, I mean, just kind of outplayed us for the football three or four times. That really hurt us there, and then the running back they have back is just number 24 Hanks. I think is a tremendous player, and obviously with a big game last week against William and Mary. I think their skill is really good, and I think their quarterback's an excellent player too. I think defensively, you know, it's a typical CAA defense that's very physical. You know, that uses their hands well, fits gaps, physical, makes you know that they're there, you know, play in, play out. So, you know, I know, you know, they're probably kind of in the same boat we're in, you know, trying to figure out their way, lost some tough games. We're both in the same boat. We both have to have a win here, no question about that.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks. See you guys.